This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by The Effeminate Cough. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 154.
Your body can bring ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jenny.
And we have with us the one and only person that I know of who can claim to have anchored creation itself.
What?
Chris Cohen. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, I'm really bummed to be here.
What? Well, that's a nice twist.
Well, you said to say something different from, hey, I'm happy to be here. So I figured I actually am excited to be here. And yeah, I did anchor creation. The very beginning. So, you know, for all those doubters as to, you know, how the earth was formed, God did do it. And you can see it all at BibleNewsNetwork.com. So that's my little plug there.
Awesome. Yeah, and we'll mention that more as we go along, because you have some great videos there and some great content that you've produced, video content even, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So this is our podcast to share. I was about to mix all of our taglines up and it just did not come out pretty. But anyway, you know what this podcast is, people who are most likely listening, but you can get the show notes and any links that we mentioned for this episode over at cleancomedypodcast.com/154. That stands for 154.
Well, abbreviation. What about the people who don't know what this podcast is about?
It's a clean comedy podcast. That's why we clean comedy podcast.
So it's not a podcast for Chinese food enthusiasts.
No. And, you know, I get so many people who ask me, isn't ramen noodle a trademarked thing? And it's like, no. Did the guy who made chicken noodle soup for the soul have trademark issues? No.
Right. It's we can't say top ramen, right? That
right.
would be a violation.
Yeah. If I called it the top ramen noodle podcast, that could be a problem.
Or cup of noodles.
Cup of soup.
Cup of comedy.
There you go.
Well, let's move on to this. Funny stuff from the last week or so. And Chris has never been on this podcast before, so he's kind of got a little bit more leeway, but I'm hoping his thing is somewhat within the last week.
Okay, yeah, it is. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll let the guest go first.
Yeah, it's actually from a couple hours ago.
Oh, boy, fresh.
So I have the awesome privilege of getting to work from home, and so sometimes my wife will make me my lunch. I didn't have time to stop and take a break for lunch today because I've had meetings all day. And so I just kind of hinted to my wife, hey, you know, if you wanted to make me a sandwich, I would not complain at all. And so I go back up to my office. My office is upstairs, and she texts me and she says, we're just going to have to do Cap'n Crunch. And a few minutes later, my 4-year-old son, Mason, he comes into my office and he has an empty bowl and a spoon and he hands it to me. And I'm like, well, okay. You're forgetting something. He goes back downstairs. A few minutes later, he comes up with a box of Captain Crunch. And so I pour that in my
was
bowl.
Was the box empty too?
No. Thankfully, that actually did have some Captain Crunch in it. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to fill my bowl with that. And so I hand that back to him. A few minutes later, he comes up with some milk. And so I pour that in. So it was a do-it-yourself lunch here in my office. But I don't know. I just, and it might have been one of those things you have to be there for. But it was pretty I was cracking up about it.
It's kind of one of those reverse progressive dinners. Instead of going from place to place to eat,
you got one part of the meal at a time.
Yeah, so it was just kind of fun. Is it just me, or like, does Captain Crunch, I have like a love-hate relationship with it, because it tastes so good, but it kills my palate. The top of my palate is like, I don't know, it's like
it's so hard that it kind of scrapes.
Yeah.
The inside. I know that feeling. Yeah. I actually love Captain Crunch too.
Yeah, but only Captain Crunch does that. I don't know why.
I've had other cereals or foods that taste great, but they kill my taste buds afterward. And then, like, everything after that tastes terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like the toothpaste effect. Never eat, never eat toothpaste, period.
Well, never eat toothpaste as a rule, yeah.
Never eat toothpaste before going swimming or before eating another meal, because then the other meal just tastes like walrus urine, to quote from some other friends of mine.
That's awful.
Wait, I've never heard that about before going swimming.
That's because Daniel just made it up.
You might get like lung cramps or mouth cramps or something.
Because of the walrus in the pool.
You
right?
might, depending on the toothpaste you're using, the Cool Mint might freeze the pool.
Oh, goodness.
And then you know where that goes. So, Jenny, let's go backwards with this. Jenny, what is your random noodle update? I'll go last.
Okay. The other day on Facebook, I posted this. I will read it. Okay, people, I really want to get these crabs out of my house. Please ask your friends, ask your neighbors, ask your mailman, ask anybody if they know somebody who wants a couple of free hermit crabs. Please, can you do that for me? Because I really want to get rid of these hermit crabs. I still have them, actually. I want to get rid of them. So I had a few people reply to that. And among them was our beloved co-host who is out here tonight, Jeremy Laughlin.
God rest his soul.
And he said, put them in your mailbox with the flag up. So I thought I'd give that a try.
We'd have to put proper postage on them.
Oh, they're about the size of
I wonder
of
if a
stamps.
Forever stamp would cover them.
Can't put any more than one stamp on each crab. Maybe one and a half. So I thought I'd give that a try. And
there's already a spider in our mailbox.
There's a spider in our mailbox?
Yeah. The spider might eat the hermit crabs.
Oh, well, then my problem would be solved. There we go. I'm going to put them in the mailbox. I was going to make up this elaborate story about what happened after I put the crabs in the mailbox, but I'm not that creative.
I had the idea of maybe just taking them and leaving them by the side of the road or on someone's doorstep, kind of like a puppy.
Yeah, put them in a baby basket and put them in somebody's on somebody's, you know, front porch. And maybe like have like a recording of a baby crying.
Now, why did you need to get rid of them? Like, could you? What about cooking them? Was that an option?
Ooh,
I do like seafood. Hermit
crabs are kind of small, aren't they?
Yeah, they are very small. Mine are really small.
So that might not be worth the effort.
Well, there are two, so that's one for each of us. Sorry, Chris, you wouldn't get any.
Darn.
Sushi.
Let's boil them.
Hermit crab sushi.
Hermit crab sushi.
Yeah, we could take it to that sushi place nearby that like puts whatever you want on sushi.
And
we
just ask them. I want these hermit crabs on my sushi. I want you to take these hermit crabs and cook them and put them in my sushi.
It's BYI. Bring your own ingredients.
There you go.
Or BYHC. Bring your own hermit crabs.
You should order a Captain Crunch there too.
Yes, I'll have a hermit crab / Captain Crunch.
The texture of
sushi,
both is
please.
Probably about the same.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're eating the shell, too, then yes. Yuck.
Did you say you had a second update, Jenny?
I might after you go.
Well, I have a story about Jenny to share.
Okay.
Jenny frequently talks in her sleep.
Oh,
and
no,
I
not one of these.
I really think I should start recording the nights. I know I talk in my sleep sometimes, too, and I've woken myself up and realized I was talking in my sleep. But Jenny, it's always fun to hear someone else talk in their
sleep. I'll tell about the other night when you woke yourself up talking in your sleep. Would you like me to do that now, or would you like me to do it afterwards?
After I finish.
Okay.
Chris, either you or your wife talk in your sleep?
She has a couple times, and it's always ridiculous stuff, and I can't remember any specifics. But it's always just like the most random, off-the-wall, like ordering a Chinese dinner type type, like,
do you tell people this stuff? Do you like share it with all your friends about how your wife talks in bed? And
I'd probably post on it on Facebook or something. But what I like to do is what I like to do is I try to keep the conversation going with her, like, as long as I can.
Daniel, don't you dare.
I do that sometimes too. But sometimes I decide to be a little bit merciful, and that's what I did on this particular night. But what Jenny said was still funny enough. So I wake up to hearing Jenny saying, why?
Was I saying it like that?
Yeah, she was like progressively getting more and more annoyed with every time she was saying why repeatedly after each other like that. And so I asked her, why what? And she said, why do they use those colors when showing prices? And I was being a loving husband at that moment because I was so tempted to have some fun with that. But I just responded back saying, Jenny, you're talking in your sleep. And she said, no, I'm not. I really want to know. Why do they have to use those colors in marketing?
Gee.
My wife, the marketer or anti-marketer in her sleep.
Did this happen after a shopping trip?
It might have.
Okay.
I don't remember what actual night this happened on.
Okay. That's anyway, funny. I will share. Daniel woke himself up, slept. I don't remember what you said, but I do remember rolling over and saying, what? And you said, in the clearest, like, way, like you were just talking. You said, oh, forget it. I'm just sleep talking.
Actually, I think we told that story last week.
We didn't do a podcast last week.
Or the week before. Whenever we did a podcast, I thought we told it.
Well, there it is again, folks.
So he caught himself doing it.
Yeah, he did. Nice. Wish I could do that. Can you teach me? Teach me how to do that.
Well, one other thing I wanted to mention, because Jenny's such a marketer. I was at a conference recently, and I thought this was a joke when they announced this in the opening session. Because it so totally sounded like a joke, but this was a conference of more business people who didn't quite have as much of a sense of humor on when they heard this. So this wasn't actually a joke, but this conference had a session scheduled, Marketing and Etiquette for Authors. And the organizer got up in the morning and he said that the Marketing and Etiquette for Authors session didn't have a session description, but we would be getting that session description the following day, the day of the Marketing and Etiquette for Authors. And I was thinking, the irony, no session description for the etiquette. And I thought, this is too brilliant. They're going to say the talk is probably something about, like, how proper marketing etiquette is that you have a description with your content that you're producing.
Did they?
No.
Oh,
this was a serious thing.
They missed a good opportunity. I have a request for a story.
Yes.
Because I just realized I have this written down to tell that I think it would be funnier coming from you. Can you tell everybody about the first time we listened to the Iron Man 3 soundtrack?
Oh, yes. Jenny and I were playing Minecraft one evening, and at the same time as we were playing Minecraft, I was listening to a couple different soundtracks that I was considering purchasing because I really enjoy soundtracks. And Iron Man 3 was one of them. And
we hadn't seen the movie.
Yeah, haven't seen it yet. And the music didn't give it away either. I didn't read the titles, though. That might have given it away. It might, something like Stark Dies or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Titles. Yeah, good job.
But
you aren't spoiled.
I was listening to it while we were playing and just kind of half listening, just trying to get a general feel of the soundtrack, and is this something I want to own? So it's a bunch of 30 to 45 second samples of every track, and it's just playing through all of the tracks. And I'm listening, and Jenny starts humming along.
As I do.
This is the first time we've heard this music, and we've never seen the movie. So I suddenly stop, and
were you listening to me for a second?
Yeah, well, I heard something. And it sounded like humming, and I realized Jenny's humming along with the song. So I was a little bit panicked because I said, how do you know what to hum?
So I just sitting over here humming, and I hear that question. I'm like, what? That's the weirdest question, because like I've forgotten that it was a soundtrack that was of a movie that we hadn't seen yet. So it's just kind of ridiculously funny.
So does that mean you just like you secretly saw Iron Man 3?
No,
without Daniel.
Well, I mean, it was a
fess up.
Yes, I did. Actually, it was kind of a repetitive song, so that's how I knew it.
Yeah, yeah. I realized when she said that, I realized, oh yeah, it has been repeating the same theme over the last several tracks.
It's funny though, because he was kind of like frantic. How do you know what to hum?
Are you precognizant? Musically precognizant?
I hope I tweeted that.
What sorcery is this?
Well, now, Chris, let's give you a moment for your main story.
No. All right. Way.
So
oh boy.
This
is going to be good, I can tell.
So I had to quickly think of a story here. And so I think I got a pretty good one here. When I was kids, I was homeschooled.
I knew it.
You knew it.
Homeschool high five.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
you guys were homeschooled?
Not me.
I was. And
I laugh at the homeschool high five, though, because it's hilarious.
How can I say this nicely? In your videos, that sounds so bad, but in your videos, you just have the homeschool look.
Oh,
I think
no,
your hairstyle.
You can't say that.
Daniel!
Lack of facial hair.
Check with me before you talk.
Maybe the fact you were in a suit lacked facial hair. Do the colors navy and white mean anything to you?
I shaved the facial hair for the Bible News Network videos because I didn't think the goatee was newsman worthy. Yeah, I was homeschooled, and yes, I dressed like the worst kind of homeschool stereotype you can imagine.
High pants,
even for the 90s. Yeah, yes. You name it. I mean, it was
high pants, tucked in polo terrible. Shirt.
Yeah,
and white I was socks, white yeah. shoes.
Shut up! You're embarrassing me. it's all true. It's truer than you even know. And I was one of 8 kids, just to kind of, you know, really nail in that that homeschool stereotype. And of course, as part of that, you know, we had a lot of spare time to do a lot of weird stuff. And we actually had a pretty decent sized backyard for living in the city. And so one day, my brothers and I were like, hey, let's just build a huge pit in our backyard and let's just keep digging and just see how deep we can dig. And so that's what we did.
Is this like a Proverbs sort of thing? A man
dig a
who
pit.
Digs a pit?
No. There's no real moral to this story.
Okay.
Other than kids do stupid things. And so anyways, so we dug this pit. We got all the way to about 4 feet deep, and which, you know, you're a kid, that's pretty deep. And then we stopped because we hit a pipe. It was just a gas pipe though, nothing major.
Ah!
Maybe it was China.
Yeah. No pipes. But then so we finished building that pit, and so we're like, well, now what do? We have a pit here. So we got a hose and we filled it up with water.
Course.
And then it was a mud pit, and so that was fun. Meanwhile, this was like, we had a greenhouse in our backyard, so we dug the pit right behind the greenhouse.
Oh,
it was out
no.
of sight, so our parents had no idea that we'd built this awesome pit. And so we just go in there and we start playing in the mud pit, and then we hose off and we come inside, and my mom's like, hey, what have you been up to? Oh, nothing. But the way she found out was there was mud behind our ears because we'd miss that.
That's why you should always wash behind your ears.
Exactly. See, mom knows. But we had a lot of fun with that pit because we were bored homeschoolers and that's what you do. And so then we had this great idea. Okay, why leave it as a pit? Why don't we make a tunnel from the greenhouse into the pit. And so we started digging up the brick floor of the greenhouse and building a tunnel, building another pit in the greenhouse floor, and then trying to build a tunnel to go sideways and have them both meet.
So, was the old movie, The Great Escape, a movie you watched over and over again?
No, actually.
Oh, okay. Because I know that inspired me to dig tunnels.
Yeah, I think that wouldn't have done us any good to watch. It would have just encouraged it. But my mom found out about that because somebody told her, you know, some tattletale. And so she put the kibosh on that. She was like, you guys are going to kill yourselves. Try to build a tunnel. So we stopped that. But then we had an even better idea. Okay, here's another peek into our bizarre homeschool life. My parents would annually have a truck deliver hay bales to our backyard.
You guys ate as kids?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, got a lot of kids, not a lot of cash. You got to do what you can.
Yeah.
And, you know, my last name is Cowan, so.
Yeah. It's appropriate.
But we would have hay bales delivered to our house, and so we would, I mean, that's what we did for fun. We would spend so much time outside, and we'd build these hay bale fortresses and stuff, and then finally, eventually, the hay bales would all fall apart, and it would just be, you know, a pile of hay and that kind of stuff. And so one day, we got this great idea. Okay, our oldest brother, Micah, was kind of a computer nerd. He just kind of stayed inside most of the time while the younger ones were out playing in the backyard. And so he wasn't really involved with all this pit-related activity. And so we said, okay, let's cover the pit with some sticks and then lay some of the hay on top of those sticks.
Oh, this is awful. And yes, then, let's break everyone's legs who wants to come out to the greenhouse.
And then we ran inside and said, Micah, come outside. We filled the pit with hay and now it's like a trampoline.
Oh, no.
So Micah comes outside and he swears to this day that he has no recollection of this, but I swear it's true. And the way we had it was the perspective, because the pit was behind the greenhouse, we would get a running jump and it would look like we were jumping behind the hay, behind the greenhouse onto the hay pit and jumping past it. But we would really just jump to the side or jump over it. So we're like, oh, you got to try this. So, you know, a couple of us jump behind the greenhouse like we're jumping into it. And so he's like, oh, sweet. So he gets this running start. He just leaps and then falls right through. And I think he got stabbed with a couple sticks. He just pauses there for a couple seconds.
Do you have any lasting injuries?
No, but he just pauses. Well, maybe to his ego. But he just pauses there for a couple seconds, you know, letting the humiliation sink in. And then he just kind of mumbles, well, that wasn't very nice. goes back into the computer. But, so that's the kind of shenanigans us homeschoolers used to do.
It's sometimes the simple things in life that we have to make fun as homeschoolers.
It really is. And I think having all that free time really, a lot of homeschoolers end up being pretty creative people. And Daniel, obviously, you're an example of that. And I think it has to do with, you know, you have all this extra time to kind of do the things that you love to do. And so for us, our creativity was expressed through building pits and trapping our older brother. So.
See, I could never do something like that. I was the youngest of four.
Oh, see, yeah.
So everyone was older than me and much smarter than me and couldn't fall for stuff like that. I'm the one that they made fall for things because we had big age gaps between me and the other kids.
Well, see, I was the fourth, so I had three brothers who were older than me. So I got to experience a lot of that as well. But I just decided to share the story that didn't involve me getting trapped. So
I could see you maybe doing things like that in the bedroom, trying pretending to be jumping on a bed and it's really just a pit of hay or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think your brother was maybe injured since he doesn't remember.
Oh no.
That could be, or it's just one of those things where, okay, I'm the oldest of eight kids and they all conspired against me and, and destroyed my ego, and I've wiped that from my memory banks.
Did he start acting differently? Like, did he maybe switch from Windows to Mac after that?
He eventually switched from Mac to Linux.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go.
He fell in a pit, hit his head, and switched from Windows to Linux. That does make sense.
No, I mean, he couldn't pronounce his name after that, but other than that, it was, you know, nothing major.
Awesome story, Chris. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us for this. Everyone can check out your site at BibleNewsNetwork.com. Anything else you'd like to plug and ways that you want people to check you out?
Yeah, I've got a personal website, madcowan.com. My last name is C-O-W-A-N, so it's madcowan.com.
That's clever.
Hilarious pun. and that's kind of become my blog. And if you go there, you get to find out what I think about stuff, which isn't important. And there's links to Bible News Network and my other podcast that I'm kind of on a hiatus from, which is Pop Mockers. And that's a comedy. It's a mostly clean comedy podcast. I kind of tag it as the most offensive clean podcast. But yeah, that's my other podcast there. And you can see some of the other stuff I do at madcowan.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, and listeners, we would love to hear funny stories from you. We wanted to make sure that we gave Chris enough time to share his story today. So that's why we didn't share any feedback. But we still want your funny stuff. You can email us feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. Or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. And you can get the show notes and the links to Chris's websites for in the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/154. And Chris, are you on Twitter?
I am. It's I should have chosen a different name. It's Bovine Right. So really, really taking that cow pun to another level. Bovine as in a cow, yeah. Bovine Right. So you can find me there at Twitter. And probably the name is why I don't have very many Twitter followers. So if you want to make me feel good, please follow me and I'll try to follow you back.
At least you're not trying to take cow pies to a whole new level.
Yeah, well, my Wi-Fi network was that for a little while. But.
Awesome. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/JennySnook.
And follow our late co-host, or beloved, or God rest his soul, wherever he may be, co-host Jeremy on Twitter at Phlegon. So next
That's Phlegon, as he would say.
Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one.
Nobody can blame
you. Oh, and thanks for listening.
There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.
I just heard a lady cough on your end, Chris.
On my end?
Yeah.
There is no lady present.
There's no lady?
No.
Maybe it was a dog?
Maybe it was me. Maybe I have an effeminate cough, okay? Can you stop making fun of me?
Sorry.
Hey, if some guys or if some ladies I know can sound like guys when they cough, then it's only fair that some guys can sound like ladies.
Well, sometimes coughs and sneezes can be misleading.
I'm self-conscious about my effeminate cough now.